العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. First of all, alhamdulillah, we completed 21 juz, which means we only have 9 juz left, and I believe 9 days left too before the Khatm al-Quran, inshallah. So we've completed the 21st juz today, and we'll start the 22nd juz tomorrow, inshallah. Another characteristic of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this characteristic is beautiful for a number of reasons. And that is that al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known to be extremely courageous and brave. Generally, when you're a leader, you're the general, you're the leader of an army, what do you like to do? You like to sit in the back and just command your soldiers and make sure the soldiers are the ones participating in the battle. But al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'een mentioned that the battlefield, when it was at its fiercest and it was the most intense, we would all be behind al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the courage that he had, we would pick up from it. We would feel the courage of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of how courageous it was. In another narration, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion radiallahu ajma'een, they said that one night, late at night, we heard a loud noise. We heard a loud noise, like it was a scary noise. So everyone in Medina Munawwara woke up. And when we all woke up, we started walking towards the sound, where the sound was coming from. And from the direction of the sound, we saw an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming from the opposite hand, opposite way, with a sword in his hand. Meaning in the most scariest, in the most difficult moment, an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there by himself. He was that courageous and that brave. And an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted this ummah and this nation, the followers of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to also be from amongst those people that are brave and courageous, which means this ummah is not an ummah of cowards. No one sitting here were cowards. We're not prideful, we're not arrogant, but we're not cowards. We are brave and courageous. The reason why I said this is an important characteristic of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to some narrations, used to make this dua on a daily basis. It's a long dua. I'm just going to show you say the beginning part. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubn wal-bukhal. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. I seek refuge in you from being a coward. Jubn, from being a coward. Wal-bukhal, and someone that's stingy and withholds and doesn't like to give. So you can see stinginess as a power, as a part of cowardice. It's a power of fear. It's a part of being scared. Why do I withhold? Why do I not give? Because I feel like I'm not going to have any money to survive. I'm not going to be able to take care of myself. What if I need it in the future? What if I get in a major accident or something happens in my house? I need to have so many savings in my bank account because I'm worried something can happen. So make this dua of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't know the Arabic, say it in English. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhal. There's more to it too, but just this part. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhal. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from being a coward and from being stingy. Because this ummah is not an ummah of cowards. We're not an ummah of cowards. It doesn't matter what the media said. It doesn't matter how down the Muslims look. This ummah stands tall. They stand happy and they stand proud. Why? Because we follow the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to instill that within our children too. That they should not be scared to be Muslims. There's a scholar who came recently from New York. He was sitting with me on the end with this inshallah. And he said from one of the schools, it's a private school, what they would do is, it was a time for like, you know, that week was like, not a spirit week, but it was a religious week. So everyone would have to talk about their own religion. So what they did was, they lined up everyone in the hallway. And they went to each person, what religion do you follow? The Christians, some of them said they were Christians, other ones said, yeah, we don't really follow religion. We're all atheists, so we don't really care about Christianity. But yeah, we follow Christian, or we don't really care. When it came to the Jews, they said 100% we're Jews. There's absolutely no doubt in our mind that we're 100% Yahudi and we're Jews. When it came to the Muslims, they were scared. We don't want others to know we're Muslims. So they hide their identity. They don't want other people to know that they're Muslims. This is what we are instilling within our children. No, they should be happy to be Muslim. They should be happy that they follow the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they have the kalma la ilaha illallah in their heart, because there's absolutely nothing more powerful than the kalma la ilaha illallah. And the brother was telling us, the scholar was telling us, that he said there was a couple. The guy was Muslim and the girl was a Jew. He's trying to show how strong the Jews are on their belief and their religion and their faith with firm conviction. The conviction that Muslims need to have. So he said, the Muslim, you know, the Muslim guy said to the Jewish girl, I want to marry you. Will you marry me? He proposed to her. She said to him, are you crazy? This is just fun and games. I will never marry you. I have to marry you within my religion. I'm only going to marry another Jewish person. I'm not going to marry a Muslim. This was just fun and games. I just wanted to have some kind of fun and a relationship with you. But I was never going to marry you. Because I'm a Jew. I'm a Jewish person. I have to marry a Jewish. I have to marry someone that's Jew. This is how firm and strong they were in their deen. This is how the Muslims are today. When our cowards are openly and we happily, we say the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us that strong and sincere iman, that iman with firm determination and conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the strength and the tawfiq to live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khayran, wa akhiru da'wana.